All right, I guess that'll do.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about the future of clothing.
This is a great question.
This is a great fucking question.
Dude, I think it's gonna get weird, and I think it's gonna get weird quick.
Haven't we already hit weird, though?
We have, but I think we're on, like, just the cusps of starting to hit weird.
Think so?
Yeah. Like, you see half the shit Kim Kardashian's wearing now.
Is it any weirder than the 80s or 70s?
No, dude, because listen, we've all, for some reason, we've been evolving to, like, take off our clothes. You know what I'm saying? Like, our clothes get, like, more holes getting designed, patterns, and, like, shorter.
Yeah, but we're trying to free the feet. It's because we're meant to be naked, bro. We should be chilling naked. There should be nothing wrong with that.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with that.
I think that's what we're subconsciously trying to do. We're trying to get back to being naked. It's the freest form.
Yeah.
I read this thing online. I didn't read all of it. I couldn't tell you anything about it. But it was like talking about how you should be naked like 20 minutes a day.
I'm naked every night I go to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I feel weird. I gotta wear underwear. I'm not weird, but I gotta wear underwear.
I do. Get the fuck over it.
I'm sorry. I just hit a fat tongue. I was like supposed to respond. I didn't even notice. I'm bad.
You just blew.
I blew a gasket, bro. Yeah. You gotta lead this too, bro. I can't do all this. Yeah, future of clothing, bro. Okay, so how are we getting crazy then? You say we're getting crazy.
Yeah, we're getting crazy.
How so?
I just think patterns are becoming weird. And we're getting more and more naked. I think you're right. I think we are getting more and more naked. More
see-through. You think future's going pretty naked?
Yeah.
I could see that. Okay, tell me this. You think we're going to comfort? I feel like we're gonna shift towards comfort heavily, and just be wearing cozy ass shit instead of like.
I could see it, but
tight shit.
Do you think clothes are gonna get more expensive?
No idea. I just have no idea. No clue how that shit works.
I don't either.
What was that?
My ankle.
Jeez, dude.
I cracked my ankles, bro. Alright, I got a question.
Yeah.
The question is this. I just forgot it. Okay. If you're at a restaurant, you get like bad service. I'm talking bad service.
Mm-hmm.
What's the appropriate amount of tip?
See, we ran this the other day.
We were in this the other day.
And I was conflicted for a while after.
Yeah.
About how I should have handled that situation. I gave a 10% tip, I think.
So let's just figure, like, let's just say it's a $20 bill total.
First of all, Olive Garden, fuck you. You guys fucked me over. It used to be a family favorite. Now I fucking hate you.
Olive Garden, thank you so much for the deal.
It was bullshit.
I ate great.
I lost a ridiculous amount of money.
Micah, you did lose a lot.
And she took our fucking unlimited food.
Yeah.
We got unlimited food and she just fucking ripped it away.
And mine was cheaper than yours. Soup salad.
I want my money back. I want more money. I want unlimited breadsticks for the rest of my life. I don't care anything.
I'm telling you, email him. Or shout him out on the podcast.
We'll get it to him.
All right, but you have a $20 total bill.
Start a Kickstarter.
You have terrible service. How much? Like, it's 20 even in this world.
Way worse than her? Like, terrible? Are we talking, like, worst to worst?
We're talking, like, conflicted amount of bad.
Like 5 to 10%.
So you would... What's 5% of 20? Two? $2?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Yeah, I would say 5 to 10%.
It's gotta be, bro. If it's really bad, it's like... All right, you gave up on my tip a long time ago. Like, you're not even trying. True. If it's busy, I'm still tipping.
Where do you think the concept of this tipping came from, though? Why can't waiters and waitresses just be regular, like, minimum wage or, like, even $10 an hour?
Well, because they're, like, working with the customers. It's all with what extra they do. You know what I mean? So if you really take care of a table, you should be able to work for your money.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, this idea that you have to tip somebody after, like, where did that come from? When did we just start handing extra money? Like, hey, good job. Here's an extra. And how did that catch on?
We have to do it now.
Because we have to.
Jamie, pull that up.
What?
You know who Jamie is? Jamie, pull that up. Bro, you gotta watch Joe Rogan.
I know.
You never watched Joe Rogan?
A little bit. I'm on Bill Burr's show. Come on, bro.
Bill Burr's great, too.
Shout out Monday Morning Podcast.
Oh, God, we really boosted the numbers.
Yeah, I don't think we really did.
Drank a Monster today. It was awesome.
Fuck Monster.
Monster is the superior drink to Red Bull, without a doubt.
I'm all Red Bull. Gives you wings, bro.
No, Red Bull gives you...
Monster is what dirty truck drivers wear with a baseball cap, smoking cigarette, going for...
Well, then they figured out that it's a better drink. Doesn't matter who drinks it, bro.
No, bro, listen.
Everyone's drinking Red Bulls to try to look like they're fit, and they're drinking low-caffeine, shit-tasting drinks.
Who's in Red Bull's advertisements?
Dude, I don't. It doesn't matter. You're completely missing the whole product.
I'm just saying,
Red
Bull's a bigger company. They got.
But you've never looked at the product. You the whole time talking about Red Bull. You're arguing Red Bull.
Why are they?
Okay,
talk
about. Tell me about the product. Tell me what's better than Mount or Monster.
I think it's a little sweeter. I like the sweetness of it.
It's not sweet. That shit sucks.
Dude, I love it. It's got the right amount.
The marketing has
convinced
you.
When I say kick, you know what I'm talking about? Like a good kick. Like a good.
Shit makes me tired, honestly.
Red Bull?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Makes me feel tired. That shit.
Did we just really scream at each other?
We really just got into that. We got so passionate. But Monster's really fucking good. You haven't tried the one I got today, though. Fruit Punch. It's fucking good.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me this one.
Or...
this.
Do you like, are you an iced coffee or a hot coffee?
Depends, when?
In the morning.
Iced coffee.
Iced coffee all day long.
Yeah, probably. Unless it's a hot or a cold morning, you know. If it's like a winter morning, then I want a fucking hot.
I'm right there. Well,
a winter morning, you want cold coffee. Going to school, you want to drink cold coffee in your cold-ass car. On your
Oh my god, that was funny as fuck.
Dude, you get that nice warm coffee.
There was some passion in that one. Like, you fucking lived in your cold ass shit.
I'm growing up here, bro.
I remember fucking shivering outside in the fucking car. And like, what was irritating about it is that the school was so goddamn close to my house to where by the time I would get there, that's when it started warming up.
So you're allowed to miss like or be late like 16 times or something like that.
Oh my god!
So I would pull up. I'd keep track of it. I pull up in the parking lot, sit there, and fucking finish my coffee and just listen to some music. Kick my fucking thing back and just go to class like 30 minutes late.
Are you serious?
All the time.
Oh
bro.
My god!
I'd roll up. I'd be like, I would always race to school. I got my coffee, take like two sips, and I'd roll up and be like, I'm like 2 minutes away from the bell ringing. Pop that bitch in a park. Crank the heat. Yep.
One time,
Rita pulled up, knocked on the window. She's like, "What are you doing?" I was like,
"Who did this?"
Rita, you know Rita.
Yeah.
And I was like, "I'm already late." She was like, "You gotta go in." I was like, "All right, I'll go in a little bit." She was like, "All right." I fucking rolled my window back up. We're right back to chilling.
Rita was a homie, dude.
Yeah, she didn't give a fuck.
She was letting people in, man.
Dude, I appreciate that shit so much. Like, you gotta have at least one teacher in high school who doesn't have a fucking stick up their ass. Like, let those kids fuck around a little bit.
You have to.
A little bit. Shit's locked, fucking prison lockdown.
Did you ever have Mr. Hazel?
Yep. That guy's cool.
He's dope as fuck.
Yeah, Mr. Hazel's dope. He's a runner.
Really?
Yeah, big runner.
He's actually like an interesting guy too.
Yeah, he's really cool. He's a cool guy. We read some cool books in there, but I fucking miss reading. All right. We need to get some good, like some real fucking dope books to start reading again. But I want to read a book, man. It's been way too fucking long.
I don't know about books, man. I'm all about the movies.
Nah, movies are cool, too. All right, tell me what... I have a movie question here. What movie do you go to for escapism and inspiration? Like, you're trying to... like, okay, so you're chilling there. Life's kind of boring. It's just the same old shit. You're like, you know what? I'm trying to feel that passion from a movie. I'm trying to feel that...
From a movie?
I'm trying to, like, wow, life's crazy. you know, when I finish. I'm trying to step away from that movie, see the credits roll, and be like, that was a great ride.
Like, that makes me happy, and it makes me amped to do shit.
Escapism and inspiration. Whatever you take, whatever you want from that. Either way.
It's not a movie.
What is it?
It's Friends. It's the TV show.
Okay, I feel you.
And that's just because when I was growing up, I was so goddamn poor that's all my mom bought was all the Friends DVDs. So it was just on all the time in the house in the background. I don't know why. I fucking love watching Friends, man.
It's a good one. Dude, it's something so wholesome about it. Just like,
it is, man, because like there's all this shit going on in the world, and I'm fucking all this shit going on in life, and then I go to bed, I watch a little bit of Friends, and it's like, wow, it's just life.
Yeah. At the end of the day, that's all we're doing. You know what I mean? All the other shit doesn't matter. Like, at the end of the day, that's all we really did today. You know what I mean? Trump and all the other bullshit we were reading about, that shit did not fucking affect us today.
Like, that's right.
We're just chilling, dude. We're just living life. Good shit. Bye movie. Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black
Pearl. I love that movie, dude.
I've seen that movie probably around 50 times now. I've lost track, and I plan to watch it so many more times.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to buy the movie soon in HD and just watch it all the fucking time, let it roll in the background. That movie is incredible. Every step they take cinematically is just fantastic.
That's pretty fucking cool. I love that movie, dude. Johnny Depp has so many great lines in that movie.
Yeah,
I love that.
Bring the ship into Tortuga by me Wednesday.
Oh my god, what do they call the coins? Shillings. And he pulls up in that like fucking boat drowning in the ocean. Two shillings and a name, sir. How about 6 shillings and we forget the name? Welcome to port, Mr. Smith.
Welcome to port. Mr.
I love Smith. It.
And he walks away. Takes the guy's money.
Takes his money.
Fucking slips it in. It's a great one. Yeah, hit me with it.
It's actually a great one. All right, what is something that you've done that you would not let anybody else do after doing the thing?
I knew this was right when you started reading it. I was like, this is not going to make sense. That literally did not make sense to me. I'm sorry.
Like, what is something like the craziest thing you've done that you wouldn't let anyone else do? Like, that either got you in a lot of trouble or.
I definitely did some wild shit when I was younger, like just climbing shit and jumping on shit. I'm trying to think. But I wouldn't necessarily tell people not to do that. I really liked adrenaline, like when I was younger. In high school, I was doing weird, crazy shit, jumping over gaps and stuff like that. Just to fuck around.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's fun, though. It's a lot of fun. I really love that adrenaline rush. You know what I mean? Just doing things. I'm trying to think. I don't know. Honestly. Yeah. About you?
I've done a few things.
Okay.
Right. I wouldn't fuck my friend's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
That's probably...
That's just a universal rule that you just know it will not end well.
Well, we weren't that close.
You and... Other guy? You and the guy? You and the
yeah,
guy?
I mean, it's...
You were always close.
No, but not like... In junior high, yeah, but high school, we just got in our own crowds.
Yeah, but if you were close younger, you're always going to be close unless you do something like that. Like, you guys would have been close again later on.
I don't know, though, because, like, him and I went... And I think a big part of it was the girl that I was dating.
God, all this girl issue.
No, dude, like, because I was whipped as fuck, and I just went the direction she went. And I got that class president shit. I got the theater. I did all that shit. And then he went his way and did the more, like, music and choir and found that crowd. And so, like, him and I weren't in the same circle anymore. Like, we still, like, said hi to each other and shit, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's a short amount of time.
Well, and then that whole fucking thing with that happened, and then we really stopped talking.
Yeah. Think about this. I mean, if things had changed, like, just, like different random things in the past, they're being closer to, he could be chilling here right now smoking with us.
That's so true.
It's weird. And the E-man. Fucking
what the
Dennis.
Fuck is wrong with him?
He's just a softie.
God damn. All right, I got another question.
All right, let me ask a question real quick.
All right.
My turn. Okay. This is a good one. Would you push your son if he said he would not play any sports and wanted to commit to sewing towards sports.
Wait a minute. What the fuck? And you were just bitching about mine not making sense?
This is what I was laughing at when I was writing.
What?
All right, ready? Would you push your son if he said he would not play any sports and wanted to commit to sewing towards sports?
Towards sports?
What I'm asking is, would you push your son towards sports? But I'm asking it wrapped. Would you push your son if he said he would not play any sports and wanted to commit towards sports?
If I knew going in, he'd...
But I really just wanted to write it. I really wanted to start it with, would you push your son? That's just making me laugh. Okay, sorry.
No.
Also, this might not be able to hear you if you talk back there.
Yeah.
If he was like, look, Dad, like, I love sewing. Like, I'm going to be the Gordon Ramsay of sewing. But, like, I do not want to play sports. Like, I will not touch any sports. I just want to sew.
Son, I love you, but...
If you don't put that goddamn needle down.
You don't put that goddamn fucking needle down. Goddamn needle down. No. Put your head through the fucking door. No. No, I'm pushing him towards sports right when it comes out.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. And it's not because I think it's some like, all right, you need to fucking do it to be like a guy or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking like, dude, you get on a sport at like 2 or 3 years old and you stick on that shit, you got a good shot at playing college.
Maybe, yeah.
And, like, you train every day. You get better.
Yeah. Your son will probably be tall, so that helps.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I've never even thought about what my fucking kids are going to look like.
Me either, really.
That's crazy to me.
It depends what the girl looks like.
That's true. Make sure she's hot as fuck. But then if the kid comes out ugly, I know it's me.
Fuck, true.
Isn't that a fucking goddamn shame?
Maybe she just makes ugly babies. Maybe she's a hottie, but she comes out.
Oh, like, dude, there was a girl in my class. I don't know. Are we naming names or no name names?
Let's do no names.
There's a girl. You know who she is. Her mom. I'm going to try to describe her. I bet you probably know who she is.
Right.
Her mom, unattractive as fuck. Like, this girl in her prime was, like, fucking incredible. But her mom was ugly as fuck. She had an older brother that... played tennis.
In my grade?
No, she was in my grade.
Your first letter.
First name? First letter? Yeah. B.
Beatrice. Oh, I don't know shit about her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's alright looking.
Yeah, she's decent. But, ugly parents.
I mean, they're just... some people just get old and big, and that's just how it goes.
True.
She might look like that, too, you know? Sometimes you see those big old moms, and they're hotties. Like, you see that younger picture, and they're like, whew, you are hot as fuck.
Yeah, true.
Fucking dope.
Coke or Pepsi?
Pepsi, no doubt.
Coke, get the fuck out of here. It's
like flat, unsugared Pepsi.
Coca-Cola is the best soft drink on planet Earth. Pepsi, are you fucking kidding me?
Ginger ale trumps all.
Ginger ale is fucking good.
I love ginger ale.
But what brand of ginger ale?
I don't know. I really have no idea.
You like the green barrel bottle guy?
Yeah, that's the one. I like that. I didn't know that name. I do like that one. Seagram's? I don't know.
No, Seagram's is the other one. Seagram's is like more light.
A&W?
It's root beer, bro.
I think they make ginger ale. Oh, they might not. I don't know. That's they make cream soda.
Yeah, cream soda is the shit, man. I love cream soda.
Cream soda or root beer?
Ooh. Go root beer, bro. Root beer, yeah. It's going to be root beer.
Dude, if you get like a real crisp, like a real root beer.
It's good as fuck.
It's good as fuck.
Yeah.
Out of a barrel, that shit's good.
I would love some real root beer right now.
Yeah. We need a nice dispenser. Bro, I really want that shit in my life.
What?
That's a good thing at working at a restaurant. You kind of get to do some shit like that. Like, I can drink ginger ale every day. Like, a copious amounts. Like, ridiculous amounts.
They have ginger ale?
Dude, in the bar, they have everything on that fucking spray. It's awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah. All right. Best candy and why?
Skittles. Why? Or Sour Patch Kids. Or Swedish Fish. It's a three-way tie. Or Airheads. I don't know, dude. I fucking love it all.
All three sweet, though. That's surprising.
I'm all sweet.
See? Why?
I don't know. I've never liked a lot of chocolate.
But why are those the best? Like, why are they the best? Like,
pick the fruity.
Pick one and tell me why it's the best. I would choose Swedish Fish, bro.
I fucking smack Swedish Fish. Actually, there is one candy I always get when I go to the movies, and I don't get it anytime else. But it's the Airheads that are like the sour Airheads on the outside, and they're filled with like Airhead filling on the inside. They come in a blue bag. All right, they're really fucking good.
I don't eat that much candy.
No, I don't either. That's why I only do it when I go to the movies.
Dude, I'm going to have to say Kit Kat. I just love that fucking crunch, and I love semi-sweet chocolate, and I love chocolate, and I like the amount of chocolate to wafer ratio. Yeah, just fucking love it. I love wafers. I love the bite to them, the texture.
Kit Kat.
Just fucking love Kit Kat. All right, next question. Would you push your son? I got one more unless you have another one.
I can get another one in.
All right.
Okay. Oh, geez. All right, this fucking thing just took a second to reload. If you put out a magazine, what would you name it and what would be in it?
I'm so sorry. I just thought of an idea. Magazine, name, and what's in it? I would do a magazine about... I would do a magazine about self-promotion shit. Like self... What's that word? Like
help?
Betterment. Self-betterment. And like... Yeah, I guess betterment is the right word.
It's interesting.
Like have a panel on like from a nutritionist. And then next page, all these products that you can like get involved in. So for example, think about it like this. What if you could buy, this is off the top of my head, some, like, fucking wheel thing you stand on, spin, and it gets your ankles stronger. And when you're fucking 80, you're walking while everyone else is in a wheelchair because you did that shit. You know what I mean?
Like that's so awesome. Is it, like, a men's health magazine?
Not necessarily men's, but just, like, human health. So, like, you know, I switched to the food section. It's like, you should get this food, like you should be drinking this drink. Like, right now, they're pushing these new drinks. And then you shake them up. They're like kind of like a grainy kind of drink. And they say, don't drink coffee. Just drink this. This is everything you need. Like all the vitamins, everything you need for energy. Like this is going to wake you up in the morning. It's like a light, like a green drink. You know, green, like vegetables and shit like that. Yeah. Like it'd just be cool. I think like basically humans have been eating everything they can find, right, for the longest time. And now we have food and we can like make it. And we just made as much as we could really fast and it was shit. But now we're like toned that in. I think our next step is like, all right, like first off, it comes from like DNA. They check our genetics. They're like, oh, you are prone to diabetes. You should eat this and drink this every day so you like are healthy. You know what I mean? Yeah. It could be like, yeah, Luke, you need this, this, and this. So you should drink this every day and you're going to be super healthy and get absolutely jacked and have energy. And you know what I mean?
Right.
And then at the same time, like, oh, yeah, you're sitting all the time. Like, posture help, muscle help, limb help, like, cartilage, all that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just feel like if you're, like, when I was injured, your, like, life, like, potential goes down. You know what I mean? If you're injured or, like, taken out by shit, like, you, like, hurt your back when you're older, you just can't do as much. You really can't.
Yeah. Well,
so, like, if you stay healthy, bro, like, you can do a lot and for a lot longer, too.
True.
I don't know what I would name it. But, yeah, something like that. Some workout thing, yoga mats. I don't even know. But, yeah, it would be, like, just, like, doing shit, you know, get outside, stuff for going camping, information on how to do it, new activities you could try. Skateboarding, everything you need. I don't know, anything like that. Soccer, just fucking everything.
Nice.
Just go do shit. What about you? Also, we have like a few minutes left, so we can wrap it up. Do 30 minutes. It goes for 30 minutes. We'll do a 30-minute podcast and upload it.
Dude, awesome. No, I'd just be a men's health magazine with fashion. I'll put some men's, like, fashion in there. But, like, nice stuff, like Ralph Lauren shit. Like,
it's not that nice.
No, like, the high-end Ralph Lauren shit. Like those $1,000 leather jackets, man.
If you could buy, like, one really, really nice piece of expensive clothing, what would you get?
Great question.
Ferragamo loafers.
Ooh, brand too. Ooh, I'm gonna get a Calvin Klein. Like
Calvin Klein, bro.
Like fucking Andy had. That,
yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
It's decent. It's
decent. That was drip.
You can get that shit though for like $30. I'm sorry. That'd be pretty cool. It's a little flashy.
But
it's still cool.
Or white Adidas shoes.
Bro, you're going, okay, I said you can get, it's like, I said buy any car, you're like, Honda Civic 2017. I'm going for Adidas. White Adidas. You can get anything, bro.
What's your question?
I think I already asked it, didn't I? Or did I?
And you said your last question.
Oh, I answered my answer, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. I got two more good ones, we'll try to wrap these up. How far are dogs below humans?
They're, like, way fucking below
him. You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the point where we could eat him without remorse?
People do.
Yeah, it's true. Bro, but Subi's, like, pretty much close to
being human. No, we couldn't. We couldn't eat him. But people could.
Okay, but, like, okay, you say a squirrel. Way below, right?
Yeah.
That's gotta be way below a dog, bro. Dogs are fucking smart.
Oh, I know what level you're asking on. Yeah, you know, squirrel's way below. But I'm saying, like, there's other shit that comes first.
Like what, dude?
Ape.
Okay, yeah, but, like, think about how good dogs are and, like, in society and stuff, too. Like, they're fucking smart, and they have, like, packs, and they're just, like,
this they understand. This dude's a dumbass.
But, like, chimps go crazy, bro. I guess dogs can, too. Yeah, he is kind of dumb. Yeah, chimps are probably smarter. Yeah, I mean, definitely, but, like, are they better?
Elephants?
I don't know. Yeah, there's a lot of cooler ones. But dogs can't – I don't really think dogs are that far from humans. I don't think the other ones are that far from humans, either. Maybe they are, though.
I don't know.
Humans are, like, ridiculously superior.
They are in society all the fucking time.
Look at him.
He's just a hobo. All
right. One more. Oh, we could have gone longer with that. No, we got, like, a minute left. What invention do we need next?
That's too hard, man.
We need longer on that one? All right, we'll save it. Well, that's the full first podcast. We could try to do this weekly. This is Tall Tales for now. This will be a classic podcast someday. Got 1 minute left. We're in the red, baby.
Closing out, finishing strong. Anything else?
Yeah, I think we'll try to get some new bits in, some new people on, some guests.
We got some great ideas for some guests coming up.
Some great
ideas.
Segments. Basically, we figured out today that wearing no shoes is better. Kids' sons need to play some sports. Kit Kats are the best candies.
No, something funny.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, best movie ever. So
you didn't even ask the shoe question on this podcast.
What's that?
You didn't ask the if shoes are better worn on or
off. Oh, you're right. We'll save it for another time, but right. At least I have the answer. Nah, that's my answer. I'm just fucking around. Should we just watch it count down?
Yeah.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
2.